Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dallas County Sheriff's Department has arrested one of its own deputies for the way he responded to a case in October. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at the Crowley Courts building in Dallas.
The Dallas County Sheriff says Deputy Austin Palmer had gone to a house to arrest someone on an outstanding warrant. Palmer recognized the suspect. The arrest warrant for Palmer says he said, "Jeremiah, remember me?" and took Jeremiah Ramos to the squad car. Sheriff Marion Brown says Palmer then tased Ramos while he was sitting in the car.
We don't see this as being a training issue. We see this as being an isolated incident where someone made a decision, a bad decision.
Ramos's family filed a complaint in December, and Palmer was arrested this week for assault and official oppression.
When we have issues that we need to address, we're going to be accountable to ourselves.
He's bonded out of jail. He's still a deputy, but he's on leave while this case plays out. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, Palmer's arrest, not the first time he's been accused of abuse. A federal lawsuit says it happened 5 years ago. Palmer and another deputy started fighting with a man who refused to get out of his car during a traffic stop. The suit says they manhandled Nicholas Lackey so badly, it broke his neck.
He's doing a lot better, but he's still not completely healed. Unfortunately, this may be an injury that follows him, so it's unfortunate, but we're grateful that he survived the encounter.
It's Ezekiel Tyson Jr., one of his lawyers. The Dallas County DA's office defends the suit and has moved to have the case dismissed.